You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a green day across the board. The rand has strengthened. It's one of the few days I get to speak to Skalk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, and have very little to be upset about. Good evening, Skalk. Lovely to speak to you again. It looks like we're going to have a good conversation.
Great conversation. Oh, you've got me singing the Macarena now. Maybe I should say
stuck in your
hey,
head.
Hey, Jimmy Mohaya.
See, it sticks, right?
What a day, Mr. Jimmy Mohaya. You usually get me on these red days, and today, oh boy, what a day. Great day. So let's start off. You know, what was the turn of event? I mean, we had a few good results. I mean, you're going to chat to Standard Bank a little bit later. We're going to touch on that as well. I would say it was sort of a interesting set of economic data that we've seen for the past few days. Yesterday, we had first the UK that came out with their CPI figures. It looked better than expected. And then the US later that day came out for the first time in many, many moons. Inflation came below 3%, 2.9% to be exact. And that sort of had the market slightly optimistic. I mean, optimistic in the sense that we think we know now that Jerome Powell would most probably be a little bit more optimistic to start reducing rates. But then the whole talk started the latter part of yesterday of hard landing and soft landing and no landing and moon landing and all these type of landings, with the hard landing being the, let's call it the dominant figure. And we saw the retracement of the market. But today, new data came out. I mean, first we had the retail sales figures that came out in the US. It rose by 1% last month on a year-on-year basis, looking really good. And that sort of at the market optimistic. And then the number of Americans filing for new applications for unemployment benefits fell last week. So suddenly Mr. Market said, wait a minute. Inflation is looking a lot better, which is good for you know, the Fed to start changing their view on reducing rates, starting to reduce the rates. But these retail figures and also the unemployment data that came out is showing us that the economy is maybe not that bad, and a hard landing could most probably avoid it. And that's got the market all excited. You know, when we look at the S&P 500 currently up 1.4%, NASDAQ over 2% in the green, even the Dow Jones 1.2%. And little old South Africa here on the southern tip of Africa had a wonderful following. Markets really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, the rest is history.
I was going to ask you, Skalk, what a hard landing looks like, but I suppose if we're not pricing that in and the market is still going back to the soft landing narrative, it's something that we're starting to see restore optimism and enthusiasm, especially around emerging market assets. I mean, I'm looking at, as you said, the performance of our local markets, but if we just look around the world as well, it seems though that risk on might just come back just in time for Q4.
Yeah, I think to the listeners out there, you know how things can change in a little bit more than a week, because last week Monday, we were seriously talking about a hard landing. You know, Friday we had the job numbers, the non-farm payrolls that came out, horrible job data, and we remember Friday we had a retracement in the market, and Monday last week we had one of the largest retracements in the S&P 500 in years. So, do I think that this is now a dead set, you know, soft landing? No, I don't think so. I think we're going to see, you know, good news. We're going to see bad news, and days where we're going to see better than expected news, like today. I think we're going to see a strong market. Days where we're going to see, you know, worse than expected news. Don't be surprised if we see high volatility and high retracements as well.
Mm. Skalk, let's look at some of the SENS announcements that we got. I want to get your thoughts on the renewal of the cautionary, obviously, the further cautionary statement from Tongaat Hulett. That business has been going through quite the most in recent times. Anything new there? Anything unexpected? I didn't see much in that cautionary.
No, I think, and the market also told us that when we look at the share price pretty much unchanged. So nothing new. I think it's just basically just more of the same. I think I know you need to touch on Standard Bank, and we're going to talk about them, but I just need to give them a special mention. What a day for Standard Bank. I mean, when we look at their results, I thought it was really, really good. And what stood out for me, I think the things that stood out for me, I think the dividend is going to be very welcome, 7.44. What stood out for me, usually when I look at a bank, I don't really, I'm too focused on the earnings, although the PE is still looking good. But I'd like to, when you look at a bank, you look at the return on equity, how that is how that's growing, and naturally the book value, price to book value more specifically. When you look at the return on equity, they actually mentioned 18.5%. That is really good. When you look at the past 15 years, this is on the higher side of the spectrum. So the return on equity is definitely growing and looking very, very good. Now, when we look at the NAV and the net asset value, that has grown a further 4.6%, compared to the first half of 2023. Basically, now putting the company, even after today's 6.2%, positive movement, at a 1.59 price to book value. Just to put this in perspective, the 15-year average for Standard Bank is around about the 1.65, 1.7 times. So, even with this higher ROE, it's still trading below its 15-year mean. So, yeah, I thought it was really, really good. Definitely on track to beat consensus, and definitely justifiable run for today for Standard Bank.
While we're looking at Standard Bank, let's look at some of the other financial stocks. I mean, financials as a sector having the best day by far of all the three sectors, but I'm looking at the likes of APSA also having a big green day, the likes of Finbond I see also having a good day there. So financial stocks, Santam, whether it's financial in insurance or financial in the banking space, just a good day for financial stocks.
I want to sort of further you. I hear your comment, and I will raise you by using the little terminology SA Inc. I know there's a few people that will say, come on, Skulk, you're calling one swallow a summer. Stop it. I'm not. I mean, I'm seeing quite a few swallows lately. I mean, when you look at our retail figures yesterday, that came out pretty good. And when you look at add to your mix, I mean, the banks has been doing really, really well lately. The likes of our insurance, the Sunlums, those companies have been doing well. You're talking about short-term insurance. Santam came out also earlier this week, really solid set of results. Throw into the mix all these retailers, Mr. Price, just go and pull a graph, Mr. Price, the Foschini Group, Truett's. These companies are definitely resilient, looking good, and been performing very, very good of late. So maybe we've just seen the tide turn, and really, really excited to see what the remainder of the year is going to look like.
Does that mean now's the time to be getting in on SA Inc?
Firstly, we've been having this conversation for many, many moons, and most of the, let's call it the well-known fund managers out there have been calling value territory, deep value territory. Even after these recent, let's call it recovery run in some of these SA Inc. companies, they're still cheap. They're still trading at very, very low multiples. I mean, yesterday we had a massive run in the likes of Remgro. One of these barometers I usually say, well, this is quite a company where I tick SA Inc. because they've got Mediclinic, they've got Discovery, First National Bank, Metropolitan, Momentum, all these SA type of companies. Yesterday it was over 3% up, still trading, at a discount to its net asset value. Way over 40%, still telling us this is, even after these recent runs, still very, very cheap.
I'm looking at one of the other ones before I let you go. It's a financial company. I'm looking at Nedbank, right? They're currently just shy of 300 Rand a share, and I had a quick squiz at the last time they were here. They're back at 2018 prices, pre-pandemic levels on that bank. Definitely suggests that we're in a much better position than we were, say, perhaps the first half of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Also, a bank that's been increasing their ROE. We'll get some more certainty on what the exact ROE is soon. But I mean, also been increasing their ROE. Also trading, you know, at a ROE higher than their 15-year average. But here's the crux. I mean, this is a company that's been trading at a price to book average of, let's call it 1.4, 1.5 times. It's still trading to this date at this very moment. Still trading just over a 1 time price to book value. So very much, you know, deep value territory. And just stating what I just said, yes, we've seen some recovery in some of these banks, you know, retail companies, these SA companies, but do not make any mistake. They're not expensively priced yet. They are still looking really attractive.
South Africa still looking very, very attractive as we go into the rest of the year. We'll leave it at that, Skalk. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights as always. That's Skalk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on some of the positive movements throughout the day, as well as what we can look forward to for the rest of the year potentially.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.